It was just like killing myself in the detention center, but the scenery was nicer. This was a small and unexpected happiness. In forests, in quiet villages, on the sides of mountains, I took my own life again and again. In the most beautiful places, I secretly lingered over the act. Once, in a deep and hot jungle that smelled of wet moss and the excrement of monkeys, I took nearly one whole day to chop down trees and build a tall tower to hang myself from by the neck. I had a machete. I imagined the sticky sap on my hands and the sweet honey smell of it, the good tired feeling in my arms from the chopping, and the screeches of the monkeys who were angry when I cut their trees down. I worked hard in my imagination, and I tied the tree trunks together with vines and creepers, and I used a special knot that my sister Enkiruka showed me. It was a big day's work for a small girl. I was proud. At the end of that whole day alone in my sickbed, working on my suicide tower, I realized I could just have climbed a jungle tree and jumped with my silly head first onto a rock. This was the first time that I smiled. I began to eat the meals they brought me. I thought to myself, "You must keep up your strength, little bee, or you will be too weak to kill your foolish self when the time arrives, and then you will be sorry." I started to walk from the medical wing to the canteen at mealtimes, so that I could choose my food instead of having it brought to me. I started asking myself questions like, which will make me stronger for the act of suicide, the carrots or the peas? In the canteen there was a television that was always on. I began to learn more about life in your country. I watched programs called Love Island and Hell's Kitchen and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And I worked out how I would kill myself on all of those shows. Drowning, knives, and ask the audience. One day, the detention officers gave all of us a copy of a book called Life in the United Kingdom. It explains the history of your country and how to fit in. I planned how I would kill myself in the time of Churchill, stand under bombs, Victoria, throw myself under a horse, and Henry VIII, marry Henry VIII. I worked out how to kill myself under Labour and Conservative governments, and why it was not important to have a plan for suicide under the Liberal Democrats. I began to understand how your country worked.